Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Tuesday of the 34th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the glory of Judgment Day. Are you afraid of being judged by Jesus? Don't be. The Judgment Day is good news for us, bad news for evil. Consider that the Bible, as a whole, is the story of salvation. It's your story, your journey to heaven. It began once upon a time in the book of Genesis, when God created humankind and knew full well that you would eventually be one of his masterpieces. He said, "This is good." He wasn't speaking generically. He wasn't speaking about only Adam and Eve and other early humans. The all-knowing Creator was referring to you also. "This is good," he said about you in the very moment that you were conceived in your mother's womb. You became his precious child when your life began, not when you took your first breath, not when your fetal heart began to beat, but when God selected one sperm out of 200 million to unite with one egg, creating a very special you. Throughout your life outside the womb, you've been like the Israelites in the Old Testament. You've been journeying towards the Savior, sometimes straying in wrong directions, eventually reaching the promised land where you are now. Your story will end in the book of Revelation, when heaven is revealed to you in all its glory. In today's gospel passage from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 through 11, Jesus and the disciples are discussing the final day of judgment. The responsorial psalm says, "The Lord comes to judge the earth." In the first reading from Revelation chapter 14, verses 14 through 19, Jesus reaps two kinds of harvests: the earth's harvest and the grape harvest. In the earth's harvest, all God's people are gathered into heaven. This scripture connects back to Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, where Jesus asked for an increase of laborers to work in the harvesting fields of God's kingdom. In the grape harvest, all evil is cut from the earth and destroyed. This verse connects back to Isaiah chapter 63, verse 3. Where the Messiah's garments are stained by the blood of evildoers. We are grateful for his sacrificial cure for our sins. Therefore, we are already redeemed. When we die, we, the redeemed, will be blessed and filled with joy because we've been freed from evil. In the meantime, Jesus warns us to be careful of false beliefs and unholy decisions. While we are still living out our story on earth, the hurt and struggles and other battles that we endure are used by God, if we agree, to strengthen our victorious living. The earthquakes of disrupted plans, the famines of insufficient love from others, and the plagues of diseases and difficulties are all redeemed by God, if we let Him do it, so that no evil has any victory whatsoever. Where evil seems to be winning right now, that's only temporary. Jesus has already won the battle.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.